speed files, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
They just want to be it. I'm just blessed to see it. I know they don't know what I'm talking about and shit. Fly guys, I'm cool. The plan is to get it. While you here pimping, with all these obstacles, is it possible? Will it sink in? God forbid them that they know no better. I've been through a few storms like tropical weather. Many city nights with that South Pole leather. Polo sweater. Had two boys, I was trying to do better. But I was angry inside. Everywhere that I go, you seen it all in my eyes. The outside looking fine. I had my life in a backpack with a snap rack. Black 380 just in case I had to clap back. Don't wanna catch a flashback, cause now I'm factors. Let that sink in, ain't no tipping. I just be thinking, in this world where everybody's on a mission. So Lord forgive them, that they do no wrong to me. Understand the garbage, you all miss me.
I'm blessed to see it, they wanna be it. It's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to see it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, I'm blessed to see it. I'm blessed to see it, yeah. I'm blessed to see it, I'm blessed to see it, yeah.
I'm playing to the maximum, y'all can't stop me. My moves are miraculous, yeah, spectacular. Grind all night, you can call me Dracula. Mind star for the record, my team back me up. You ain't gotta listen, but I'ma keep acting up. You talk too much, man, well I'ma keep stacking up. You move too much, man, well I'ma keep panning up. Move out to Africa, switch it up to Canada.
I'm blessed to see it, they wanna be it. It's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to see it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, blessed to see it.
I'm blessed to see it, man. Everybody, welcome to the motherfucking Weed Files. I'm your host, Zero Motherfucking Smiles. As of right now, King Miami's not in the building. He is 9 to 5. So shout out to my brother, King Miami. Hope you making it through this badass weather out here in South Florida. And hopefully you tap in with us soon. And that first track was Fly Gaza, Blessed to See It. That shit is a bop. That is one of my favorite motivational songs. I heard that song for the first time 2 years ago, and ever since I heard it, it's like, that's probably my favorite Fly Gaza song in the world, and it probably will always be, because that is a powerful message behind that. So tonight, I'm going to switch it up a little bit for y'all. We're going to touch on some few bases. We're going to touch on a few topics, but they're definitely weed involved. So I'm going to jump right into it. When and how do you feel when you smoke? What is the reason you pick up the blunt? What is the reason that makes you be like, damn, I need to roll up. I need a spliff. Is it stress? Is it your day-to-day activity? Or is it just something that you do for recreation or fun? I want to know. I want to know, is it more therapy for you, or is it something that you do because you do it? And I'm going to tap in with everybody. That's going to be the main question for the first half an hour of our show. The second half an hour, I don't know yet. I'm going to drop that on y'all when we get there. But for me, weed is a therapy, you know? It's a stress relief. It's something I do when I'm over-stimulated, when I'm having high anxiety, when I just need to chill and relax, or when I'm in some type of pain. You know, I suffer from sciatica and sciatic nerves, so that helps me out a lot. So it's more of a medicine and more of a therapy aspect for me. And I know a lot of people out there, you know, use marijuana just for recreational use. That's the whole purpose. I want to know why. What is your purpose? Why do you pick up the spliff? You know, because it's a, in the world that we live in, people classify us as drug addicts. But for, in my eyes, we're not. Because this is something, a natural thing that's grown. There's nothing altered to it. So you can't really call it a drug if it's produced directly from the earth. In my eyes, to my knowledge, drugs, you got to do do shit to it. You got to add chemicals. You got to whip it up, whatever you want to call it, or however they do it. So let's jump right into it. What do you think? Oh, excuse me. I'm high right now. I'm smoking on some GG. The Gorilla Glue today is the vibe for me. Even though it's kind of like a hybrid sativa dominant, and y'all know I'm not a sativa nigga, but I just woke up from a nice long nap from an indica coma. And so I gotta, you know, re-energize the blood vessels and the pores and get me going. So you're definitely a sativa mode right now. And in honor of my brother, King Miami. But I want to hear a quick song, and then I want to jump right into the question of the day. Now, the song that I want to hear, I want to hear some Carlito Black. You know, that's my one of my favorite hip-hop bars artists right now, and I want to get into some bars, and then we're going to get into some facts. Yo, Gaza, spin some Carlito for me right quick, bro.
That's right here. A lot of people think I was, you know, I was just handing what I got, like everything's sweet, like I ain't earned what I got, like my life is all pieces, but I'ma let you into my life, let you see what it took for me to get here.
Sold it off as a dealer and a shooter. Can't talk like a winner when I'm living like a loser. I had uncles that was killers and the others they was users. Needed cash, so I'm out committing justice with a Ruger. Pain in my raps, you hear screams in my music. Death in the air, had my whole block looted. Demons everywhere, I hope that Henny help me maintain. Just like my pops, only difference is I can't bang. Plus I'm aggressive, if I have to, then I take aim. And there's a man for my fortune, so I take blame. Having nightmares that I can't scare that damn case. Lord forgive me please, I know I gotta change my damn way. Trying to see the light for this block like a lampshade. Yeah, cause I seen a reaper more than I wanted to. It only made me paranoid, never made me comfortable. Had me looking in the mirror screaming what I'm gonna do.
Telling you man, life is never easy. I come from the bottom of the bottom. I'm from the trenches. Lord is my witness, I shed blood, pain, tears every day to get here. And this is why y'all hate me, instead of show me love.
Look into my eyes, please tell me what you see. My mother see my innocence, others see a beast. Pops died so my father figure was the street. Stole out of plenty stores just so I could eat. Stole crack just to get the lint out of my jeans. I'm a survivor to come from my mother's genes. Hard to sleep when your past haunts you in your dreams. I'm ashamed to have a good rest, I really got a dream. Before Corona, I was masked up, ready for beef. A sixth sense wasn't needed for the dead bodies I seen. Tried Molly just to cope, it had me looking like a fiend. I was a loner all my life, but had love for my team. Another day, another army, every day you on the scene. Run from Mr. Pack, you barely make it as a team. I was a loner all my life, but had love for my team. Another day, another army, every day you on the scene.
That's what y'all expected, right? Nah, y'all didn't. I'm giving you pain, giving you my pain. This is why the love turned to hate. Cause everybody see your success, but they don't know your struggle. But just know, through the hate, through the doubt, y'all motivated me. So the man that you see now is because of you. Carlito Black is here. Child's picture. Boy's life for no life. Man, Nat.
Ooh, that's what I fucking call bars. Carlito Black with the motherfucking intro. But I believe somebody just walked through the fucking door. Yo.
Yo, Wagwan, brethren.
Wagwan.
What's going on, man? It's your boy King Miami in the building. You know I would do it on the weed pile too, man. It's your boy King Miami in this bitch.
Yo, answer this, bro. How bad did this weather fuck up your day?
Man, I just got home, man. It's that crazy. I got home probably an hour ago. I had to shoot right back here. So it's pretty flooded in Fort Lauderdale, man.
Prayers go out to everybody in South Florida. Drive safely. It is a flood advisory until tomorrow morning. Be careful out there. It is nasty. Just make sure your headlights is on, your high beams and all those things, and do all the safety precautions while you're on the road. If you ain't got to drive, do not drive. All right? That's coming from the Weave House. Yo, King Miami, we got a topic today. You missed the beginning of it. What do you use marijuana for? Is it a therapy? Is it a recreational? Let the world know, bro.
Me? I use marijuana for body pains and for reality checks, man, you know. Mm. Really, I have a lot of muscle pains and body pains that help relax my muscles when I come from a long, hard day of work. But mentally, to the mental side of it, you know, sometimes my brain fall off track, you know, and I'm falling into my problems, overload thinking, and I get to sit back and smoke and put those thoughts on autopilot where I can be able to think about stuff, have control of my emotions over certain things I think about, and I'm able to make better decisions in certain situations.
Nice. See, kind of similar here, too, on the mental health side. You know, it's more of a stress relief, more of a reality check for me, too. It helps me be able to sit down and center down and focus up on what needs to be focused on. And it's kind of like my own weird ADHD medicine, if you want to call it that way. But we got a call on deck, bro. And this okay. Early. We normally don't have callers that quick into the show, but we're going to jump right into this one. Yo, caller, what's your name? Where you from and what you do?
Yo, it's cracking, nigga. We can pass out here in the city in the motherfucking building, independent artist. What the fuck going on, man? We got the beat, nigga. Bangers, man. Tap in, man.
My nigga, Cash Out. What's good, my brother?
Bird, what's up, man?
Just crossed out and shit.
Man, so let me ask you the question of the day. What do you use weed for, my brother?
Our day-to-day activities, man. If I ain't got weed, man, somebody might get hurt. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold you. Too much shit going on in the world. You need a spiff or two. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think we got a bad reputation in the world with the way it's legal, the way it's criminalized and everything?
Nah, man. Be honest, man. I just think it's the way motherfuckers do it because they just be mixing their shit, all types of crazy, straight woolly shit. So they just do what they do. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that shit. I just smoke straight weed and shit. But you know what I'm saying, you got other niggas wasting their shit with extra shit. You know what I'm saying? Besides the marijuana.
Big facts.
Right.
Waste the weed. Waste the weed. Like I never understood that, to be honest, you know? Like even I was born in 88, so I'm a 90s baby really, technically. I grew up in the 90s era. We're one of the last group of eras that actually played outside compared to these young ones now. I've never understood why people, you know, make the dirties and do all that shit. Do you think it's like more of a psychological thing, or do you think it's more like they don't think the high is good enough off the weed?
I think they just feel like probably the high not enough. They want to try something else with the weed. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they be tripping up.
Okay.
So I don't think we ever asked you this. On the Weed Files, and you've been on the Weed Files a lot, bro. Indica or sativa?
Yeah. Sativa.
Oh, man.
Heard that.
There you go, Miami. Add another one to your tally.
Oh, yeah. We adding up over here.
Wait, don't that put y'all in the lead? Don't that put the sativa smokers in the lead?
Yes.
Oh, so it's 5-1 right now. But why sativa though, bro? Like, what's your purpose behind the sativa? What makes you enjoy the sativa more than the indica?
I mean, ain't the indica that you can put you to sleep?
Yes.
Not everybody. And for most of
y'all,
that indica put a nigga out for 2 or 3 hours. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't like that shit. I need to be up. You know what I'm saying? I need to be up and alert and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like the,
right.
I like the relaxing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's like a relaxing mood type shit. Like, sit back, play Call of Duty and shit. You know what I'm saying? Madden and some shit. You know what I mean? Instead of falling asleep on the fucking stick. You know what I'm saying?
Miami done that a few times. We'll be playing Madden and he'll fall asleep. But the funniest story for that, falling asleep on the sticks, was I fell asleep in the second quarter playing Madden against this nigga. Dozed off. Woke up at the end of the third quarter and still came back and won that game. And he was up by like 3
I'm good.
But yeah, bro, like, I think marijuana needs, I think us as a community in the weed world, we need to, you know, put out a better image so they can really see that this is really useful to a lot of people. We're noticing it with the decriminalization, but it could get a lot better, and it takes us as a community. So when you see those people out there with the petitions, we should be signing those. Those people is taking those to the lawmakers to change this so that we can be comfortable walking around with our weed in our pocket. It sucks that a lot of people still getting locked up for the shit.
Yeah, it really is, man.
Come here. Don't fill it up, kid.
Now, go ahead and drop your social media for me right quick, bro.
Yo, man, you can find me on Facebook, Wop Game Cash Out. Instagram, 3G's Cash Out. All music platforms, 3G's Cash Out.
You know the vibes, man. I got some new heat dropping real soon, man. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I can't wait. Now, let me know if you know this song right here.
Future motherfucking Lady Rich, New York stand up, Brooklyn in the motherfucking building, the Big Nine, nigga, you heard the Big Nine.
It's Brooklyn, baby. Yo, God, let's turn up.
Yeah.
She looking for another lover. I told her I'm against the proof, we show that cancer love. Just be honest and loyal, baby, we gon' run it up. Only let you live it, we gon' live it. She like it was our last one, she wants that Birkin, and she deserve it. Diamond rings all on her fingers, somebody curve it. Tell her last man was a clown, he worked in the circus. She wants that cancer love, she wanna get. Don't bring up your ex around me. We don't fuck with lame niggas. I'm a gangster nigga, but a 95. But after that, I'm down the slide. Pull up and pop like Jack in the Box. My kid just clean, yeah, she's a vibe. Get to the bag, just run it up. All it takes, fight, come bust, nigga. My side, loyalty, brother, I know. If I tell you I love you, no, I'm gonna go. Not with the 21 questions. Just wanna know if I lose it all. With the still be on my side. That's my gangster bitch. She gon' ride. She looking for another lover. I told her I'm against the proof. Be sure that gangster love. To be honest and loyal, baby. We gon' run it up. Only let you live it. We gon' live it.
Her last man was a clown. He worked in the circus. She wants to get to love. She wants to get to love. Yeah. 83 Cash Out featuring Lady Rich. Gangsta Love. Yo, Cash Out. Tell Lady Rich to tap in. I need to hear more music from her for a fact. Big facts. And shout out to Cash Out, one of our great supporters, one of our biggest listeners. He definitely always tapping into the Wee Files. You definitely got to pull up and do an interview up here one day, my brother. Stop thinking we ain't going to get you up here one day on an interview. It's going to happen. Yo, King Miami, bro, what you thought about that Gangsta Love song?
Nah, man, I like that, man. That song right there, man, they both did their thing on there, man. I'm saying that artist, we definitely got to hear more from that artist too, man. That was a nice one. That's laid back.
Yeah, it was definitely a vibe. And it wasn't overly sexualized. It wasn't overly gangster. It was exactly what it was supposed to be. Like, it was a subtle, smooth hit for the ladies. That's when you make a track for the ladies, that's what we're talking about. That's what the females want to hear. They don't want to hear all that extra overly sexualization. They got enough of that from the female artists right now. So when we drop, as fellas, when we drop hits like this, bring these type of female songs back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring these songs back. That's definitely in the class of his own. Shout out to Cash Out, man. Now, everybody don't realize it, but people don't talk about it enough. Everybody talks about No Nut November, No Shave November, but people don't talk about how it's Men's Mental Health Month as well. So with that being said, I'm gonna touch on mental health and marijuana, which is something people really don't talk about. And it's something that should be talked about a little bit more in the world, due to the fact that it is some studies, some, not all of them, and they're not 100% accurate, that shows marijuana increases the chances of psychosis, mental disorders. Now, when I say that, that means like bipolar disorder, mood swings, things like that. And it's also a lot of studies that show that that actually heals those disorders by helping the dopamine release. So my question is, King Miami, do you think that there is a link to helping mental health with marijuana? King Miami, that question was for you, bro. King Miami, I think something happened to his end, so I'm going to answer the question. Oh, there you go. That question for you, bro. Do you think there's a link in healing mental health with marijuana?
Of course, man. Of course, there's a link when it comes to healing mental health with marijuana. Of course, man. I mean, to explain in a better aspect, like, you can't name no other drug where two enemies even could sit in the same room and talk over their problems when they're ready to break each other's necks.
Mm.
Besides marijuana. You understand?
That's
what
true.
I'm saying?
Because you put two enemies in the same room and they drunk, you liable to have a shootout.
You gonna have a shootout, correct? But if they sit down and able to roll a spliff, before the spliff's over, they've been on talk about it. You know, I think marijuana, when it comes to a person being angry, it opens up the side of your brain where you're able to see it from the other person point of view. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Plan a mental health, it helps you make a lot of decisions different also versus if you wasn't on marijuana or if you was on any other thing else. I think you make the most wise decision.
But then we also have those people in the world that's assholes and get extremely aggressive and angry on marijuana as well.
Well, no, they naturally already have problems that I wouldn't say that marijuana enhances the anger at all. Don't play not one role in enhancing the anger. It's more likely marijuana pushes you to do something you already wanted to do. So if you smoke marijuana and you're angry, it's because you've been holding yourself back or wanted to do something the whole time And once you smoke,
you
and your conscience was way more relaxed and calm, you know, now you can't fight it no more. Now you're just ready to do what you always want to do, be angry or whatever. But that's not the weed playing the mental side, like enhancing or increasing the person to do something or be angry. It's them actually talking to their conscience and actually doing it or being that way. It come from holding back pain inside, you know what I mean?
Okay, I agree with that. Now, I look at it like this, you know, as far as the people that get paranoid, I think that's more of a mental disorder and that's more of a psychosis. And those people that have that, like, have paranoia, schizophrenia, or major claustrophobia and things where they can't be in crowds and things like that, I think those people shouldn't smoke and be out in public. I think they should smoke in their own confinement of their home. And that, I think that's the only issue I see with marijuana and psychosis is due to the paranoia. And I don't, I've never been, actually had any paranoia from smoking weed. And that's weird because I hear a lot of people say, oh, it makes me paranoid. And I never understood that. Do you think, have it ever made you paranoid before?
Me? Yeah. I smoked before and I was paranoid. And due to the fact, I can tell you why, it's because I was in a loud, crowded place. So when you're in a loud, crowded place and you're the type of person who's always watching your surroundings, it's hard when after you smoke and you're conscious and you're focusing. See, your brain is ready to focus on whatever you're focusing on. So if you focus on watching your surroundings and your surroundings is loud and people moving around and there's cars going by and people trying to talk to you, multiple people and so much going on, you're going to feel that feeling.
So do you think that's more of you already having that kind of crowd paranoia prior to smoking the blunt, or do you think that came from smoking?
It all depends on how focused you are when you do things, how you apply yourself. If you're the type of person that when you do something, you apply 100% when you do it, then yes. When you finally do smoke and you're the type of person who watch your surroundings, when you finally do smoke, you're going to focus on watching your surroundings. And due to the fact you have to do a lot to watch your surroundings, it's going to make you paranoid. If you're a parent, you're a good parent. Same thing for parents. If you're a parent and you're a good parent and you always watching your kids, even if you're going to the park or something, there's a reason why if you smoke and you're taking your kids out somewhere or something and there's a bunch of people around, you're going to be more paranoid. You have to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not to cut you off, bro. Not to cut you off. I want you to hold that thought because we're going to dig a little deeper. But I just found out we have an exclusive. And you know how I feel about those, right, bro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
So I've never heard it. You've never heard it. So this person, hope he's listening because he's about to get an honest review from the Weed Files, which is one of the greatest reviews you could possibly ever get right now in this world because you got two completely great ears and unbiased and live and direct people that's going to tell it like it is, whether you like it or not. So this homie is Narlo's. The song is Narlo's Free Drinks. Now, he's from PA. And I'm going to have Gaza spin that. And then we about to go let him know what we think. How you feel about
that,
Miami? All right, yo, Gaza, let's run that shit.
She ain't coming home, she got a party on the mind. Party over there, she ain't standing in line. Find her inside, wherever it's live. Doing shots over here, she ain't trying to drive. Busting it out, in the middle of the crowd. Shorty was lit and the music was loud. Hold up, everything, she's rocking the mink. With diamonds in the link, and her nails all pink. Showing off new ink, and right before I blink, someone stole her eyes with this reply.
She got a party on the mind, she's party all the time. Three drinks, let's bust our lines. Three drinks, let's bust out lines. Three drinks, let's bust out lines. She got party on her mind, so it's party all the time. Three drinks, let's bust out lines. Three drinks, let's bust out lines. Three drinks, let's bust out.
We made it home, stumbling down the hall, breath. Smell like alcohol, she over there laughing. About to fall, tonight was good, but now we having a ball. Her eyes redder than mine, she let me bed in my eyes, laughing, asking, who the fuck am I? Party animal, up all night, hard to handle. I light up your sights. I used to party till the day got bright.
Bust out line.
Fucking bitch on that China white.
Bust out line.
Another round, keep it coming all night.
Bust out line.
Worst blood, but not too tight.
Bust out line.
Three drinks, let's bust out line.
Hold up. This is not a rewind, y'all. I know y'all think it is. It's not. I hope he sends me something else. I hope he sends something else to Gaza because, yo, Gaza, please tell me he got something else.
Niggas don't rap like this. Silas, niggas ain't rap like this. Niggas don't rap like this. I'm John Wick in a crown pick. Luke Kang, Mr. Bruce Wayne. My bitch bad, I got mood swing. My wolf howl when the moon change. And I see him something like a big deal. Came with a toy like a kid's meal. It is what it is, what you ain't gon' do. It's reaching my chain cause it is real. All black cat and it came with a beam. Everything ain't what it seems. I'm feeling like Pac, all eyes on me. I told you that patience is the key. I'm back in this bitch and I'm cleaning it soap. I'm dressing all right like a pope. Niggas be doing too much but not doing enough. And so I still feel like a goat. I'm feeling myself like I lost my key. These niggas max, I do this with ease. I keep it a sack cause you know I'm a G. She want me to bless her, I told her to sneeze. About to cut it up a couple degrees. Left the booth like 100 degrees. Throwing shade like they under the tree. Living life, that's what I wanted to be. Diamond dance, watch a moonwalk. I'm too hot dog, gotta cool off. I've been running this shit, no shoes on. Then these niggas bitch made with the roof off. Fuck do you mean? I walked in this bitch and I'm feeling like me. 30 on me and it came with a beam. She hopped in a whip and she know it's pristine. Mean. Niggas ain't rap like this. Niggas don't rap like this. You niggas ain't rap like this.
Yo. Time out. Now, this is not directed at the artist. This is directed at the producer and the engineer of whoever recorded those last two songs. Step your motherfucking game up. Real talk. Step your motherfucking game up. Step your equipment up. Step your process up. Step your mix and mastering up. Step your quality up. Because it's sad that an artist that actually got bars and some talent is sending out music where the production quality is not where it needs to be. I could barely understand you in some points on that second song. The first song, the beat was just way too motherfucking low. And all I heard was you overpowering it. Please, cut that producer off. Go spend some money on a top flight security guard. I'm not talking security. Top flight studio. And get your music right, bro. You got too much talent to be wasted on these half-ass producers. Yo, King Miami, do you agree with me or disagree? Yo. I don't know if y'all can hear me or not. But
I hear you, man.
I'm not.
You heard?
Oh. Do you agree with me? Cause that
yeah, man, I agree with you, man. I honestly agree with you. The mix, and it's up that the producer, you know, maybe they just started. You know, but I'm going to have to go with that option. There's no way that somebody actually been doing this for a while produced this song unless they just don't care about the artist.
Nah, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie. I'm from New York, bro. And niggas know how
hard it is. And the song has not been mastered or mixed yet. I don't know if you noticed. It has not been mastered or mixed. Neither
song.
Nah.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like he's in an empty apartment with the microphone in the middle of the fucking room and nothing to block out any sound. and the producer did not know how to flush out the background noise. It sounds.
No,
it's there, not the bar.
There's no
it's
producer
not,
in this situation.
It's not
there's no producer in that situation. Maybe he made it at home with some equipment he bought, man.
Nah, bro. I've seen producers in that situation, bro. I'm from New York, bro. I've seen this shit happen. And these producers...
Okay,
you know,
so
some of
maybe
these producers
we should ask the artist.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should. I need him to tap in. Yo, wherever you at, Narlos, tap the fuck in. Tap the fuck in. And maybe we could point you in the right direction according to where you at. Yo, I got a caller. Caller, what's your name, where you from, and what you do?
Hello?
Yo, caller, what's your name, where you from, and what you do?
What's up, man?
You live on the Weed Files.
Yeah, this is Narlos. I'm calling in.
What's up, my brother, man? Now, like
what's
I was
good,
saying, I'm
good.
I'm not coming at your bars. Your bars is actually there. Where do you go record?
My boy has a mobile studio, so he can go anywhere and record. He bring the studio to you.
Now, is he using any type of cover or back thing or soundproofing for your mic? Because it sounds like he have you in the middle of the room and you yelling at the mic. He needs to fix on his editing there, because
gotcha.
You got the talent, bro. I'm gonna tell you straight forward. The bars is there.
Did
he master it? Not yet.
I
just,
I don't hear it.
I just leaked the track.
Right. That's what it is. That's all, bro. It hasn't been mixed or mastered yet. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a rough edit, but it's like.
Right.
I put the track out to certain people just to get the vibe and build it up a little bit, you know, until we really master it and do the video and whatnot, you know?
All right, so
right.
Definitely from my point of view on the first track, he needs to bring the beat up some so that y'all both, the beat and you sound leveled. That was the only issue I had with the first one. It was
the
flushing.
One,
the beat was so low, it sounded like you was acapellaing the whole song. And I couldn't
that's
really get to box to the beat.
That's the track that's like this, right?
That's the free drinks track.
Oh, the free drinks. All right, bet.
Yeah. Because you were snapping.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. You were snapping, but I couldn't get to the vibe
free
because
drinks.
I couldn't track the beat.
Free drinks,
yeah. Yeah. I couldn't catch
mm-hmm.
the beat because once you start rapping, you're way higher than the beat. So I couldn't catch the beat to vibe the way I wanted to vibe. Music is
gotcha.
Emotional and electrical. So I have to be able to feel that current with what you're saying.
Cool.
I couldn't feel the current. I was able to feel what you were saying, but I couldn't feel that current.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, it just sounded like it was in a big, it sounded like you was in the middle of a warehouse with nothing in it and you was just yelling at the mic. So it's
gotcha.
Just some editing, just some work on the production-wise, but as far as your talent, bro, and your bars, definitely there, bro. I see it, and I definitely want to hear more. So don't stop
nice.
What you're
right.
doing. Never stop what you're doing. And
mm-hmm.
music is a tough sport. If you ain't willing to take the constructive criticism that people got to say, you shouldn't be in the sport because not everybody's going to like what they hear from you. Your music is
no,
not
I'm
for everyone,
it.
And not every song
I'm
is for everyone.
I'm with it, and I'm thankful and grateful. That's like a blessing because I'd rather be steered right than walk around talking the wrong and acting like it's cool. You know, I'd rather some people put their input in and be like, look, you should do this. Started doing this, and I'm going to take it in. I'm going to breathe it in. I'm going to look at that point of view, and I'm going to bring it to the table and just make it happen. Like I'm not trying to be a big star or nothing like that. It's just that like I love hip hop. I love music so much that like, mm-hmm. who am I to put the pen down if I got it? Because God gives you a talent and you are gonna lose it if you don't fuck with it. And that's how
that's
I live.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
So do you smoke
I got more music out. You know, like the production. It's not always the best, but I put it out. If you type in on Spotify or YouTube or anything, you type in Nolos. I got a nice little chunk of, you know, tracks out there with a crew.
So everybody that's helping people, and I want to see people succeed. Now, you said you're from PA, right? Where out in PA you at?
I'm initially from the Parkchester in Bronx, and then I moved to PA. So I'm like... I'm in the Milford area.
So how far from Allentown is that?
From Allentown, it's like maybe like an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, so I wanna do something for you. I'm gonna try to plug you. Tap in with me after the show. I wanna try to plug you in with an artist that's actually in PA that can help you get your production the way you need it to get to, and help you and your boy get right. So, I can see the drive. I can see the talent, and y'all want it. And with what you just said about not putting the pin down shows me that you're dedicated to this craft. So I definitely want to point you in the right direction, and that's what we do here. We point people in the right direction, and each one teach one. I've been in the background of this music industry for years. I have a good ear, and you're one of the ones that just need that little extra push, and you'll be right there. You're not aiming for a star, but you could definitely reach there.
I'm with it. I grew up listening to Gangsta and Big Pun, so if I could just like be in that class, I'm with it. You know, I definitely fuck with Banks, Dave East, the Locks, you know, but my pen, I try to burn like them. I try to burn it up just like them.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
let me know if you know this.
What artists inspire you, man?
What artists mostly inspire me?
Yeah, man. Who would you say your top five? I wonder.
My top five. Yeah, that's good. That's real good. If I threw the Locks out there, does that consider three or one?
That's considered one. If you use the Locks as a group, that is considered one in my eyes. I'm from New York. I consider them as one entity.
Nice. So Locks, Dave East, Big Pun, Lloyd Banks, and then I'm going to have to walk away with Nas.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
In my whole life, bro, the first person in my life to ever put Lloyd Banks in the top five. And I got to appreciate that because that man got bars.
Yes, sir.
He was the real threat on G-Unit. Let's be real.
Facts all day. Like, City couldn't see his boy.
Yeah. But let me know if you know this song right here, bro.
Oh, snap.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here. Nah. Say what?
That's cool. Yeah, right.
Go ahead and do that shit to the world. Go let everybody know
fuck
what song is. Let
that track
everybody
right
know what that song is.
That track is called Yeah, Right. You know, me and my coworker, we were working and we just be busting each other, and I'll be telling something, he'd be like, yeah, right. And I'd say something, or he'd be saying something, I'd be like, yeah, right, nigga. And that's how the song developed.
Well, let's spin that shit, bro. Appreciate you calling in. Make sure you tap in with me, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on. I'm going to listen. I got I think my coworker's listening, too. So we're going to stay on.
All right, bet. Let's do this. Spin that shit, Gaza.
Oh, snap. Nah, son. Get the fuck out of here. Say what? Yeah, right, nigga.
Shut the fuck up with that pussy.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Yeah, right, nigga. All right, nigga. Nigga, shut your mouth. Use the bitch ass nigga. Punch you out the blouse. Run it up in your house. Show you what's it about. Flash with the ski mask. I'm on my route. Made it back to the V. Now I'm dumping a car. So many whips and shits like I'm a fucking star. But I'm not. I'm a hot side. I started on the top. With the game on lock. Let me change number pop. Cause I aim at the top. I live next to big. So my beast gonna knock. Nigga, you know what it is. Stop acting like a thot. Gonna run up in your spot. Fall thunder, no cop. Rearrange your top. Yeah, right, nigga. The same, the best, the lack of better words. Some things I won't stress. I let the facts occur before I get dressed. Step to the world, thank God I'm blessed. Stress and kiss my girl. We out the door already. With the pedal to the floor and I'm spoiled, then I'm ready. Flatten it off, all sauce, no spaghetti. You can see I'm a boss. No can't in my camp, we don't take no looks. I get in with the champ, can you feel that force? Some beats make me dance, but this shit is raw. Oh Lord, they're gonna want more when I'm done. There's porn in the sun, hear the roar in my lungs. Put the king in the scene, now we got a kingdom. Put your arm in a sling if you try to sun sun. I'm hoping, niggas learn my slogan. Play with me and you won't win. I'm not boasting, lyrical lotion. My bad, cause I had to rub it in. I get a pop where it's bubbling. Out there and doubling, wonder where the trouble. And got your girl loving, trying to learn my govern. Always trying to rush it, no discussion. Try to rush them, bust it. Yeah, right, nigga.
Yeah, right, nigga.
Yeah, right, nigga. It's on sight, nigga. Yeah, right, nigga. Yeah, right, wings and rice, nigga. Yeah, right. Roll your head like dice, nigga. Yeah, right. Yeah, right, nigga. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, right, nigga. Yeah, right. Punch out the lights, nigga. Take my advice, nigga. It's on sight, nigga. Yeah, right, nigga. Yeah, right. Fuck out of here. Smack shit out of here. Yeah, right, bitch. Yeah, right, nigga. Yeah, right, nigga. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, right.
Smack the shit out of you.
That nigga's crazy.
That was Gnarlo's. Yeah, right, nigga. I like that one. Gave me a 90s vibe off that one right there. What do you think about that one, King Miami?
Yeah, I like that one right there. That's what's up, boy. I did y'all thing on that one. I like how y'all came up with that one. Like, that was a nice one, though, man.
That's the last one vibe too right there.
Huh?
The laughing is what did it for me.
Yeah, that was good ad lib in there.
And I like the production quality on that one too. You could actually hear him. Everything was balanced. They took their time on the
right,
editing. But yeah, bro, we got another caller on that, and I'm tempted to see who this one is. So, yo, caller, what's your name? Where you from? And what you do?
Yo, 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 this be your boy OG Tiger Lee. What it is tonight, fellas?
Oh, man.
What's
OG
up, man?
Tiger Lee.
Welcome to the Weed Files.
Welcome to
What's
the
up,
Weed
OG?
Files. Oh, just chilling, yeah, man. Sitting here listening to you fellas enjoying the show, definitely.
Now, we got our wise brother OG Tiger Lee on the line. And I know OG Tiger Lee smokes. We all know that.
Absolutely.
And his topic last week was dealing on mental health. So I'm going to ask you the question I asked King Miami. Do you think marijuana is a way to help cure mental health?
Let me tell you something. Marijuana is a plant that grows out. I mean, of course, they have crossbred it over the years, and it's become more potent and stronger. But initially, marijuana was a plant.
Yep.
And you can't tell me that all down throughout history, we were the first ones to realize if you smoke a little marijuana, you're going to get some kind of buzz on it. You can't tell me the caveman didn't run across this plant at some point in time and throw it on the fire while they was cooking the saber-toothed tiger or whatever they was doing, and caught a buzz off of it. You know, I think if you look far enough back, there were certain things that in history that were used as, like we have anesthesia now. But there were certain things, and I think marijuana was one of those things that were used as some sort of a for killer of pain and different things like that. The idea that absolutely. The idea that it is a new for mental health is not it's not new. People have been knowing this for years. It's just that they're finally deciding to speak out about it, so to speak. You know, people have realized for years, and even back in the day, back in the 70s and the 80s when I grew up and people were smoking weed, everybody would tell you that weed made you feel a whole lot better, realistically. This idea that people get paranoid off of marijuana, I'm not going to say I haven't heard that. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some people do, but not me. Makes me feel great. Gives me energy, depending on what I'm smoking on, you know, because I could smoke, you know what I'm saying? You know, some of that in the couch shit and be knocked the fuck out for a few.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Like I keep, like you said, you never been paranoid, and that's how I feel with the indica. Like I don't really be in the couch with it most of the time. Like
right.
about a good 30% of the time, it should have put me down. But like the rest of the time, it's a sativa effect for me in a way.
Absolutely, marijuana's done. It's a lot of medicinal values to marijuana. It's been shown to help. It's been shown to help cancer patients. It's been shown to help people with diabetes and all sorts of neuropathy and different types of pain. So there's all sorts of things. The reason why that they fight so hard against legalizing it and all these different things is because they can't really make any money off of it. It's the growers and the,
right.
you know, the, those are the people that's going to make the money. It's not going to be the pharmaceutical. See, some of them pills that you think about some of them pills that you have taken on television and different mm-hmm. things, and some of the side effects are even worse than the actual what's wrong with you in the first place. So why would you want to take that?
All the side effects worse.
You understand? You know, and the possibility, the last thing you hear is the possibility of death. What?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want to take that? Give me a little weed.
Yeah.
I'm a diabetic. They say I'm a diabetic. That's what they say. I don't take pills. I don't take metformin. I don't take nothing. I smoke weed. That's what it is. Live with it. If that's
it.
What takes me, that's what takes me. But guess what? I'm going to go out smoking weed. You can best believe that because that's what it is for me. Yes.
Now, I'm going to say this. Now, you brought up a good point that they don't make money off it. Now, I'm going to tell
they
you
don't.
Something that I read up on about Denver. Everybody
uh-huh.
knows Denver was one of the first states to go fully recreational besides Seattle, Washington, right? Right?
And
so they set the tone and they put themselves on the forefront and everybody
yes.
else start following after them. And here's why. In that first year of being recreational, now everybody knows most dispensaries are a cash business only. And if they do
right.
Take debit cards, they take debit cards as if you're going to an ATM. It's not
right.
like you pay your $60. No, they're charging you a fee and then your bank's charging you a fee because it's like withdrawing money. So
right.
Denver themselves in the first year of being fully recreational donated $10.6 million to the school systems alone. Then they donated
mm-hmm.
7.5 to the homeless in Denver. That whole state
mm-hmm.
value went up. The homelessness rate is down. The unemployment rate is down. That state is thriving right now due to the fact that marijuana was legalized in that state. And then you look at Nevada
Absolutely.
Right behind it. Those
Absolutely.
States that have fully recreational and medical are thriving,
yeah, right.
and they're doing so well as a community
yeah, right.
because of weed. And it's so beautiful.
All right, fellas.
Right.
Here's what I want to do. Let me go ahead. Let me drop my social media, and then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to listen to the rest of this show. Definitely. Hit me on tigerlee.og on Instagram. That's where I am. And hit me up every Thursday night. This week we'll be talking about Am I My Brother's Keeper. We'll be letting everyone know what it's all about. Just look out for the thing. You all have a good show. Love you, fellas. Y'all keep it
Love
fresh.
Love you too, OG.
Peace.
We're gonna go into rapid fire. We got mad callers on deck. The lines is blowing up ever since OG Tiger Lee jumped on the phone. So, next caller, what's your name? Where you from and what you do?
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy Chirac, the money team, man. Calling from Cortland, now, Bronx, New York, man.
What's up, my brother?
What's up, man?
Yo, what's Portland good, man? You already know how I'm rocking, man. What's up, boy? What's good, my boy Smiles, man? Good to see you.
Good. Thank you for calling in, my brother. Appreciate you for listening. The question
now, you know
today
the
is, do you, you, and shout out to Cortland Ave. You already know where I'm from, 156. Let's go.
Question is today, bro. I'm not going to lie, bro. I just, you know, I had to call up and get up
love
with you, man. I keep my word, Stone Legacy,
yes,
you know.
You're showing love. Appreciate you for showing love, my brother. Keep listening.
Anytime,
and thank
man.
You for
anytime.
Pulling up.
But not only that, but I wanted to rap on this shit, too, bro. I ain't going to hold you.
Oh. All right, so I'll do you one better. We got a show on Monday called The Great Bar Show where niggas call in instead of 16. Yes, call in instead of Hot 16. That's
yo,
what
hey,
I need
yo,
to do.
Hey, yo,
I'm gonna...
my man. Hey, yo, my man.
Yo.
The floor fit that 16, caller.
Oh, shit. It's my God, the top.
He said spit that 16?
I said spit that 16. Fly guys approved takeover.
All right, say no more. Even if I'm called red-handed, homie, I still won't rat. Some put they drop on a foe when he still won't clap. I put the Glock to you hoes. Peel your cap. You niggas puss in real life but sound real on wax. You ain't heard I rap for chips. Been in the hood with dimes and with this nine. I kidnap your bitch. Yeah, I want all the money. So I snatch the bricks, take a bus out of town and come back in the six. Up from the place where most niggas don't come. And the sun don't shine, police blitzing. Most niggas don't run. And we sip mo, get ballin' for those. Sip mo, flip O's, ghost niggas for fun. Beef, trust me, the trigger finds you. Put a hole in your chest so big I can see your niggas behind you. Rock big diamonds, homie, the glitter blind you. Like water, they swim. In the river, they find you. How you rhyme but got nothing to spit? You don't know me and my flow go together like a gun in a clip. Find him and his girl on 156. Smack fire out this lame nigga in front of his bitch.
Ooh, yo, my nigga, I've known you majority of my whole life. You feel me? I've known you majority of my whole life, and I've never known you rap until today. What the fuck? That was bars, bro. Bars, bro.
This is crazy.
Listen, you got to call in on Monday.
Bars.
I'm going to send you all the information. Go ahead and drop your social media, and then I'm going to jump into the next caller.
Nah, say no more. You already know, man. Catch me on Facebook, you heard. My Facebook is Chirac the Money Team. My Instagram is Chirac the Stone. You know how I'm rocking, man. And, you know, shout out to the guys, man. RP and free all the guys, man. I hope y'all like that 16, and I hope to hear from y'all again. And next time on Monday, I got something different, some fire, you heard?
Yo, bro, do me a favor. Tony, do me a favor. Do not hang up. Just listen. I got something for you. Do not hang up.
Copy.
Yo, we about to jump into the next caller. Yo, caller, what's your name? Where you from? And what you do?
Yo, what's going on? So it's your boy Haiti the Great, aka OG Savage, aka Mr. Fuddle Motherfucker Wrecker himself. How y'all feeling today? I am the Great Bar Show host. What's going on, man? Y'all can catch me every Monday, 8 p.m. Central to 9 p.m. Central. Every fucking Monday, y'all know what's going on. This is the Weed Files. What's going on? Yeah. What's going on? How y'all feeling today? Zero.
Yo,
how's going on, my nigga?
Haiti the motherfucker. Yo, God is good, bro. God is
great.
Look, I was just talking about you, and here you are. Just
what's going on, man?
Right,
big up
the
Zero Smiles of King Miami. They know what time it is, man. Well, how y'all feeling today, man? Give me some shout-outs real fast. Shout-out to Fly Gaza. Shout-out to Brutal Ferrer. Shout-out to Uncle Different. Shout-out to Tiger Lee. Shout-out to the whole team. They know what time it is, man. Shout-out to the whole Chirac. Shout-out to the Village, man. Big up to my people and them. They know what time it is. OG Savage, just for the record himself, man. I'm Haiti the Great on Facebook. I'm Haiti Baker on Facebook. I'm Haiti the Great on Instagram. You feel me? Y'all fuck with me. You know what I'm hating great on being alive. You know, so we doing a lot of stuff, but y'all fuck with me. What's going on, Smiles?
Man, I got a spitter coming your way on Monday, bro. I know you heard what he just said. I got a spitter.
Yeah, I heard what
he
said, man. Yes, man. He better come through, too, man. A lot of people say they're going to come through, and they don't come through. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell him like this.
Gonna come through.
Come through. If it don't come through, I'm going to let them know come through, because I kill shit every day when I come through. I freestyle off the brain like I ain't even got a record run through. I'll scoop your main bitch, make her go up and down like a bungee cord, bungo stick. I come through, super clip, big dick. He talking about I shoot a hole when he go through. He can see his mans. When I bust my clip, I shoot you, him, and both of his people. If they dead, I kill the rest of them so he can have some company, so they can have some dead friends, real dead friends. I don't never fuck with them niggas again. I kill shit, whack shit. And when I go to jail, I'll be like Tony Braxton. I'm on never talk with them other niggas and never breathe again. I go stupid on the smiles, more like I play. Most niggas be acting like they're a hero, but when I come through, I see them niggas, they open their mouth, you know how it be, zero, nothing coming up at their mouth. I got a pole, I got a stick, drop niggas with two drums on the pick, acting like you want to slow down now when you want to play with this shit. Put so many holes in his chest, look like a button up. I'll be down in Miami like that nigga smiles. I'll pull up like an old lady pushing the cart, come out, whack him and his old lady. No, be a nigga, niggas is funny like Bart. I go stupid on them. They always saying they freestyled at this and did that, but when I up my line and my when I up this Ruger or this motherfucking Tech 9, or let them play him with the Tuga, let me quit playing with a boy when I'm playing with the Ruger. Put them niggas in a colostomy bag of 6 feet deep, you know how I be. They be like RP to no other niggas. I'm like colder than Fruitcher. I can peep your Fruitcher. You can see, I see your Fruitcher. My niggas sliding slick in the photo colors, letting niggas know what it is every Monday. Peep your bars, you know what it is. We can tell if you wrote it or you did. You freestyle the shit. You feel me, guys? We can tell if you wrote it, you freestyle the shit. Rock like you really freestyle the shit. Dick bite the shit. I'm hot. I'm cold. I'm so tight. Your bitch will come dick bite your bitch. You know I be going stupid, ruthless on the hoe. Guys, you know how we do it. This happened to freestyle. I be playing on the weed files though. But right now, I'm smoking on some shit that smell good like it's a Miyake. Let me go play. Y'all know what it is, man.
Haiti.
How y'all feeling today,
Haiti,
man?
Man, I can tell you was just playing too. That was Haiti playing around. Y'all don't want to catch him on a serious note.
Oh my mama, great. That was me playing around. I'm multitasking. I'm rolling a blunt, playing Call of Duty, and trying to talk to my stepdaughter to tell her stop spinning around in a chair.
Yo, callers,
with my hand.
Callers, do not hang up. You will not be able to call back if you hang up. We are going into overtime drive right now. You rocking with Zero Smiles, King Miami, Haiti the Greatest in the building. And we got another caller on deck, but Narlo, where you at, Narlo? Narlo.
Yo. Yeah.
Spit a 16, my nigga.
Rough nigga with a hot flow, none better than the Narlos. They ain't seen me no matter how close. I've been caught many things, but never broke. Go ask my broker. Pocket looking like a one poker. Bank account looking like Oprah. Eating rice, chicken wings over Oprah. See, every day's like Christmas, so I thank God, because I'm gifted. I'm 10 toes down, getting lifted. I own it. I don't rent shit. I see it, I want it, I'm with it. You need it, I got it, come get it. Shit comes and goes and I ain't tripping. See, my flow is something different. Getting dope? My description, my addiction, nonfiction. We are not the same, I'm in a different lane. It's quite clear, my gear ain't shifting. Bitch ass niggas be bitching. Hide out the kitchen.
You. Ooh. Okay. Now, Narlo, you got to tap in on Monday, too, bro. Pull up to the Great Bar Show with Haiti the Great, where you can spit your 16. And
definitely,
we got,
man,
some shit coming on the Great Bar Show. I'm going to let Haiti talk about that on Monday. So y'all better make sure y'all tapping in to Haiti the Great on Monday with the Great Bar Show. We got a lot going on over here for the Record Radio. Mondays is Haiti the Great with the Great Bar Show. Tuesday is Flock Gaza in his bag with the Flock Gaza mix. Wednesday, as you can see, y'all rocking right now with me and King Miami on the Weed Files. Thursday, we got OG Tiger Lee with In the Place to Be. And Friday is Fresh Fridays with Flock Gaza. Saturdays is the Uncle Different Show with Uncle Different. And Sundays is the Red Spotlight playlist as of right now with the model known as the Beautiful Red. So
get
tap
right
in with us. We live every day, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. Yes, I finally figured it out. I be high all the time when I say it. That's why I don't say all the times right. But we got another caller on deck, and I'm going to jump right into this next one. Yo, caller, what's your name? Where you
what's
from?
What's your name? I'm
looking
through.
Where
are
you from? I'm looking through.
Caller. What's your name?
What's your name? Caller.
Nope, he's not there. So King Miami, you know what we got to do. Go ahead and give your shout out to your social media for me, my brother.
Man, you know how we do it, man. We in the motherfucking building. It's your boy King Miami, man. You can find me on Instagram at King Miami _ for the record radio in the motherfucking building, man. You know, let me give a shout out to the whole team, the whole family, for the record radio. For the record fans, radio fans, shout out to everybody that's listening, to everybody that called in, to everybody that's going to call in. Shout out to the past. Shout out to the future, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Gaza. Shout out to Zero Smiles, man. Shout out to your family. Shout out to the whole For the Record family and their family and their families. You know what I mean? That's how we do it over here, man. You feel me, Zero Smile?
Let's go. Now,
for sure,
I want to give
a shout out to Miami-Dade, Broward County, because, you know, Broward, you got to give a shout out for Broward County, you feel me? North Miami representing in the building, Doral, you know, Doral over there, they shutting it down. Little Haiti getting down. Shout out to Little Havana, Ola Como Estas, you know how we do it, man. Shout out to everybody, man. You know, we love the world. It's for the independent artists, you know. It matters the most here. Smiles.
Man, I love you, bro. I love you, my nigga.
You definitely
an entity. This show would not be the same without King Miami. But yo, quick shout out to the whole Cortland Ave, 156, all the way, actually 153, all the way down to 158. Shout out to Andrew Jackson Projects, Melrose, Vietnam. Shout out to my whole block. Shout out to South Florida. And definitely shout out to my family here at For the Record Radio. Y'all are a big support system to me inside the radio and outside the radio. Shout out to Fly Gaza, Beautiful Red, OG, Tiger Lee, Haiti the Great, Uncle Different, and of course you, my brother King Miami. And big shout out to my family and everybody family in the world. Thanksgiving's next week. We got a nice one for y'all next week. And positive note of the day. Today's today, tomorrow's tomorrow, yesterday was yesterday, and you can't change the outcome of what's already planned and deemed. God got a plan for you, just follow his path, and everything's going to be all right. I got a special request, you know, Blessed to Be It was our intro. I got another song that I know King Miami's going to love as the outro. I want to hear that Raylo Wave, Off the Grid. This your boy Zero Smiles.
This is your boy King Miami and his motherfucker.
And thank you for rocking it out with us on the We Found. We out.
Damn, BT.
This is all I can say about. Listen. Give it
going off of the grid, man. I'm minding my business just to be able to say that I did it. Cause I can't look back just to know that I didn't. I got some time, but the clock should be shifting. I've been tossing and turning. Somebody tell me if it's really worth it. Because right now I don't know if it's working.